We give you the adoration. The truth is true that we cannot pay you. There is nothing we can give that will make any sense. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. And adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name. With your hands and give it a praise. And give him the honor. Give me a bigger clap and a shout of praise. And you might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome you one more time. Everyone here. And everyone connected from all around the world. And I encourage the media, as I normally do, to ensure that everyone connected once in a while will have the opportunity to see themselves so that it doesn't look to them like it's just centered here. We're about to do something today that we are doing for the very first time in almost 27 years, and that is entering the land. Our year with praise. Somebody give the Lord a praise. And that is the subject, entering the land in bracket year with praise. We have stepped into New Year's. We have done many things, preached, given guidelines. But stepping into the land on the frequency of praise in 26, 27 years, this will be the first time. That means we are getting set to see the things we have never seen before. Psalm 110 verse 1 to the end. It said, 114 verse 1 to the end. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of a strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel was his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou was driven back? Ye mountains, that you skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble thou at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. When Israel went out of Egypt, the Bible said Judah was his sanctuary. The word Judah is praise. Now let's look at more directly Judges chapter 1 verse 1 to 2. Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first? They have come to the land of Canaan. Who is going in first to fight against them? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand. Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. I'm telling you, you are about to see something this year you have never seen all your life. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. This year shall deliver to you the kind of results you have never seen before. For some people, by the time January is over, it will appear like the year has ended. Because everything you are asking God to do has been done already in the month of January. Shout the loudest, amen! What is the profit of entering the land with praise? The summary here is, that's our objective. understanding the profit of entering the land with praise. And secondly, understanding how to enter the land with praise. The way to enter the land with praise. Or the year. God is saying to the children of Israel, I have brought you to a new level. I have brought you to a new phase. I have brought you to a new season. Enter it with praise. I have brought you to a new year. I have brought you to a new dimension. Enter it with praise. What is the benefit or the profit of entering the land with praise? Number one, praise scares obstacles and limitations that are in the land. Scares the obstacles, the obstructions and limitations in the land. He said, when Israel, 114 verse 1 and 2, went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of a strange language, Judah, that is praise, was a sanctuary and Israel is dominion, they saw it and fled. That is, your praise is making what is standing in front of you to run. The sea stood in front of them. The sea saw it and fled. The mountains were uprooted like rams. This is a strategy that we have, probably as a church or body of Christ, not utilized as massively as we should. To confront phases of life with praise. To confront new seasons with praise. To confront new dimensions with praise. Number two. Which should have been number one? Praise accommodates the presence of God. And that is relevant for the success of the journey. Praise accommodates the presence of God, which is necessary for the success of the journey. Israel was his dominion. Judah was his sanctuary. It's necessary for the journey of the year. Why do we say so? In Exodus chapter 33 and in verse 14, God said to Moses, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. And Moses said, if your presence go not with us, don't carry us. So the most important necessity of every journey is the presence of God. Whether it's the journey into a marriage, or the journey into a career, or the journey into a new land, or the journey into a new year, the journey of a destination, the most important asset of the journey is the presence of God. And our praise is what accommodates that presence that is necessary for the journey. Someone say loud amen. There is no future for any journey if God is not there. So praise accommodates the presence of God that is relevant for the journey. Number three, praise creates openings in the midst of obstacles, or create openings through obstacles. The sea actually saw, many of us thought it was just the rod of Moses that parted the Red Sea. But the sea saw praise, saw Judah, and then saw God in Judah, and just took off. Creates openings through obstacles, creates the way in the highway in the Red Sea. We saw that also in Psalm 114, verse 1 and 2. It creates openings. Verse 3. That's right. That is, maybe there is someone here today, as you have stepped into this new year, the devil planned to block you. He says, so this man didn't die. We didn't want him to see, to end 2023. And he actually struggled and came into 2024. Let us see how he will go. Then he positions or obstacles, and the obstacles just got divided. You passing through the midst of them went your way. And they are wondering what happened. How is this man doing it? What charm and what power is he using? You tell them it's the power of praise. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? In this, and the best time to tear the Red Sea is in front of the Red Sea. Not when you are already trying to swim across. Hey! I announce to somebody here today, your praise is about to scatter some obstacles. It's about to tear a road in the Red Sea. A highway in the Red Sea. For 2024. Shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, no obstacle, no Red Sea will stand in front of you in 2024 after this brutal praise. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Number 4, praise is the key to the opening up of lands, faces or realms. Is key to the opening up of lands. Opening up of faces of life. Opening up of realms. Praise, worship. Just opens up. We just read that in Judges chapter 1 verse 1. Who shall go up for us against the Canaanite first to fight against them? Who is he that shall enter the land? What key do we have to enter the land? And he says Judah is the key. Judah will enter. Judah shall go up first. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand. Praise is key for the opening up of lands, opening up of faces, opening up of realms. In Isaiah 22 and in verse 22, the Bible made it clear. It said, and the key of the house of David, which is the key of David is the key of praise, like we know, will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut. And he shall shut and none shall open. The key of David refers to the secret of David. The most important secret of David is his worship, his praise, and his passion for God. In Revelation chapter 3 and in verse 7, he also told us about the key of David and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, right? This thing says, he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David that openeth and no man shutteth and shutteth. And no man open it. The opening up of lands. When Elisha wanted to step into the prophetic realm, he said, bring me a minstrel. It opened that realm up. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15 and 16. When it was time for a new realm of ministry to open up to Paul and his companions, in Acts chapter 13 verse 1 to 2, they stepped into worship and praise, and that opened up. A new face, a new dimension opened up for them. We step into land, step into realms, step into faces by praise. Now I believe that the praise of someone tonight is stepping you into a realm. And if you are that one, shout the loudest, amen. Is anybody getting anything here tonight from what I'm saying? Is it making any sense to you? So how many of you can see that this year will be different from the other years? because you are approaching the year with an unusual key that you have not used before. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Number five, praise guarantees the defeat of the enemy and victory for the saint. It guarantees the defeat of the enemy. That is the enemies that want to make noise at the beginning of the journey, the beginning of the year. Beginning of the year enemies. He said, praise shall go first. Judges 1:2. For I have delivered the land. Now the first thing is, who is going to fight the enemies? Who is going to fight? Let praise do the fight. 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 I'm sure you have seen the fight of praise many times. At the wall of Jericho. At Jericho, right? In Joshua chapter 6 and in verse 20. Where the wall collapsed by praise. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 to 23, when the enemies began to fight themselves by praise, he said, as we are about to step into the new year, and that is what we'll be dealing with in commanding the day tonight, as we are stepping into the new year, don't be ignorant of the fact that there are some enemies that want to scare you at the beginning of the year. But your praise will collapse them. Your praise will turn their weapons against each other. Somebody lift your right hand and say, Father, I am set for praise. And I am ready to frustrate, to defeat, and to conquer every enemy at this year's beginning. In the name of Jesus. And number six, praise is key to taking delivery of the possessions in the land. Taking delivery of the possessions of your possessions in the land. It is to praise that I have delivered the land. I have handed the land to him. I have handed the land to him. Judges 1:2. I handed the land to him. What is ours this year? We want to praise it into our hands. I have handed the land to him. Psalm 67, verse 3 all the way across verse 5. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield, surrender, hand over her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. How many of you believe that what belongs to you in the land this year, in this year, is going to enter your hands whether the devil likes it or not? What belongs to you this year will enter your hands whether the devil likes it or not? Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. What is the kind of praise or the key to the praise? What is the key to entering the land with praise? Number one. Embark on praise with faith. Let it be a praise of faith. The normal praise is the praise you do when things have happened. The praise of faith is the praise you do in anticipation of what will happen. The praise of faith is the praise you do to let God know that you judge him faithful. The praise of faith is the praise you do to make it clear that what God promised he will do. So do it as a praise of faith.
Don't just let your mouth praise. Don't just let your feet praise. Let your faith praise. Somebody say amen. Is there an agreement between some children to suddenly start praising in their own way? You know, during children dedication, there's a lot of praise that goes on. Hallelujah. They are exercising their lungs for when they will scream in praise. Don't let your feet only praise. Let your faith praise. Like Abraham in Romans chapter 4 verse 20, he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Am I communicating? So the first key is praise. Embark on praise with faith. Number two, embark on praise like a fight. If your destiny this year depends on your praise, then do it like you are fighting. Don't do it like a gentleman. And actually, many people use praise to fight, to win. In the battle of Jehoshaphat, the praise was not just a thing, it was a fight. Am I communicating? 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 to 23, it was a fight. Judah, which means praise, should go to the land first and fight. And fight the Canaanites. We have known praise. We have done praise psychedelically, but we have not done it as a fight. Like you are warring. Praise our Lord, oh single, single. The camera did not catch the right place. Praise the Lord, oh single, single, oh devil, I kill your head. Say the Lord shall bruise the devil, Satan, shortly under your feet. Hallelujah. 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 Look at your neighbor, say, let it be a fight. There is a way you will move your body, move your leg, that no enemy chain can chain you. Hey! Hey! Will you stand on your feet with a shout of praise? The violent take it by force. My wife and I, we prayed together and all of that for donkey years until the work increased and we couldn't stay in one room because of work. That's one room. Because when I'm still working and blasting in tongues, somebody needs to sleep or vice versa. So we got we now have two separate but connected rooms. Right? Then said to me, I don't like the dream. I dreamt the other day and the next day. The dream is not good. I said, okay, I'm coming to sleep there tonight. Let me see how you dream that dream or any dream that is not right there. Ola, ola. You see, there is a violence you need to possess in the spirit. So, in the village, people who have bold face, even if they are not strong, people fear them. That is, before the people knew that they were not strong, they were fearing them. You know, he just comes and he's scattering himself. Shut up there! So, everything you do it militantly. Slept like a baby. I said, so how was the night? I said, sweet sleep. Powerful sleep. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So praise like with your faith and praise like it is a fight. Now let's go through those seven points or 6 points that I mentioned right now. What is the benefit? Number one, praise is going to scare the obstacles and limitations that are in the land or in the air ahead of you. I prophesy right now, every obstacle, every limitation around your life and in front of you, I declare them cleared back to hell. Cleared back to hell. I prophesy. The presence of God that you need for the journey, you will experience it even right now. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. You will experience it right now. I prophesy to you. Every obstacle that is in front of you this year, that the enemy has already positioned, by your praise, I tear them open. They are torn open. In the name of Jesus, I decree right now, this new realm, this new year, this new phase of your life is hereby open to you by your praise. And every enemy that has ganged up and they are waiting to fight you, they want to distract you early this year, they want to make you become afraid of the rest of the year, today they shall scatter. They shall finish themselves. They shall scatter. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, say amen. And all the possessions that belong to us this year, we shall harvest them. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. Give him the loudest shout of victory. The first 7 minutes you will praise with your faith. The second 7 minutes, praise like it's a fight. In that case, don't just allow anybody around you. If your shoe is a distraction, pull it. If your suit is a hindrance, pull it. Now, some people are going to be dedicating major things this year. Estates. Aircrafts. Ships. Mega businesses. And when I mention some things, some people are, they are normal things. About 4 years, 3 or 4 years ago, somebody brought to me and said, this is the first fruit, the first money that his aeroplane made. And he's bringing it as first fruit. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm talking to you of realm that people are in, that you are entering in. Say amen. Say louder amen. First 7 minutes, just say, Lord, I believe you are faithful and you can't fail me. Second 7 minutes, devil, I cross your head. I cross your head. I cross your head. Walk to 7 people, tell them I want to praise God. I want to praise God. I know about you. I'm
49, verse 3, it says, let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbre and the harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Somebody ready for beautification, say amen. Keep going. 5. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Are you ready for this dimension? Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And when the high praises of God is in their mouth, a two-edged sword is in their hand. For what? For decoration. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment that has been written. Dishonor. Have all his saints praising the Lord. So this is the five dimension. As you praise, when the chain on your feet loses, that chain is extended to their feet. As you praise with your mouth, the sword is in your hand. They are finishing and perishing like fire. Look at them and say, I don't just want to praise. I want to fight. Now, go!
I come from the King of Russia, the beautiful King of where we do water, where we die. Dance, 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 so you, yeah,
Give the Lord a clap. Give him a shout. Give him a lift. Spirit, express, look, 3 minutes, 3, express yourself, your praise, your appreciation, to God in the Spirit, flow, go, pray.
Everywhere you are and receive all these decrees.
Everything that is called an obstacle around your life and your destiny, I declare them uprooted in the name of Jesus.
The presence of God becomes your companion this year. Anywhere there is, oh yeah, the Red Sea. As you leave here tonight, you will locate the highway in the Red Sea.
Yeah. I decree the opening up of this year. 2024 is opened up for you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Every devil that constitutes themselves as an enemy early this year, they are graveyard, nobody shall even be able to find.
Amen.
They shall be buried without remembrance.
Amen.
All that is yours this year, step into it and take full delivery.
Amen.
Lift your hands and receive now.
place your hands. And when I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. And place your hands on your head. Father, let the fire flow. Let the oil flow. Let the grace flow. Receive His touch, His help, His message. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Thank you because you have answered. That burden, that weight just got lifted. That terrible migraine just returned back to hell. That war the enemy wants you to start in January is returned back to the devil. The distraction is cancelled and nullified. You shall run the race of this year with focus. Everything they have arranged from the pit of hell to distract you early, distract your focus from the fast. Today I declare the distraction buried and lowered. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai, for hearing. Everywhere you are tonight, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. I'd like you to step forward here towards my right hand side here. And if you have an encounter, you think that God has done something for you and you want us to hear, also step on the left hand side here. You have a need to surrender your life. Well, I've just praised God and I want the yoke of sin broken off my life. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to be a new person. I want to live a life that belongs to God. I want to be saved. I want to be free. This is the prayer. The right hand side here. Find out from the other crutch what is out from here. This is the place. Wants to give his life to Christ. Can live him. Yes. Step forward here. Hand over your life to Jesus. And those that are in need of, yes, surrender to Jesus, forgiveness for sins. This is my right hand side here. You want to make your ways right. You want your sins forgiven. You want an addiction broken. A lifestyle you are not happy with. You want that lifestyle over. You want the power to live for God. You want the power to fulfill God's purpose in your life. You want today to mark a new day for you. Right hand side. You have an encounter on the other side. You have a testimony to give, testimony to share. It's on the other side. On this side. And you want to give your life to Christ, you are on this side. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. If you are bound by an addiction, bound by a lifestyle, bound by something you are not happy with, and you want that yoke broken, you want that bondage broken, you want that thing to leave you, gambling, masturbation, prostitution, drunkenness, alcoholism, lying, cheating, duping, fraud, whatever it is, what category it is, you step forward here and we shall pray for you. Place your hand on your chest and you pray this prayer after me and say, all right, keep coming. Place your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I receive help to live for you, to do your will. Today it is my decision to follow you and no turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare that the Lord will visit you and cause his face to shine upon you. Receive your healing and your deliverance from every enemy distraction. Jesus, precious name. Power of the Holy Ghost.